Good afternoon. Let's come to order and go on the record, please. I'm Charlotte Mitchell. With me this afternoon are Commissioners Tenola D. Brown Bland, Lyons Gray, and Daniel G. Clodfelter. I now call for hearing docket number E22 sub 579, which is the application by Virginia Electric and Power Company doing business as Dominion Energy North Carolina pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-133.2 and Commission Rule R855 regarding fuel and fuel-related cost adjustments for electric utilities. On August 13, 2019, Dominion filed its application to adjust the fuel component of electric rates with supporting testimony and exhibits of Catherine Farmer, Ronnie Campbell, Dale Henson, Tom Brookmeyer, and George Beasley. On September 4th, 2019, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearing requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice. On October 22nd, 2019, the public staff filed the testimony and exhibits of Dustin Metz and Jenny Lee. Petitions to intervene have been filed by and granted to Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates 1 and Nucor Steel Hertford. On November 5th, 2019, the public staff and Dominion filed a joint motion requesting that the Commission excuse their witnesses from attending this expert witness hearing. The public staff and Dominion agreed to waive cross-examination of the witnesses, and the other two parties to this docket did not object. On November 6, 2019, the Commission issued an order excusing the witnesses from attending this hearing and receiving their testimony and exhibits into the record. Pursuant to the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the Commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any commissioner has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this afternoon. Please let the record reflect that no conflicts have been identified. So we will move forward with the proceeding, and I now call upon counsel to announce their appearances, beginning with the applicant.
Good afternoon, Chair Mitchell, Commissioners Andrea Kells with the law firm of McGuire Woods, appearing on behalf of Dominion Energy North Carolina. Also with me here today is Ms. Lauren Biskey, in-house counsel with the company.
Good afternoon, Ms. Kells.
Good afternoon, Chair Mitchell, Commissioners. My name is Warren Hicks with Bailey and Dixon on behalf of the Carolina Industrial Group Regular Utility Rates.
Good afternoon, Ms. Hicks.
Good afternoon, Chair Mitchell and Commissioners. Lucy Edmondson with the public staff on behalf of the using and consuming public.
Good afternoon, Ms. Edmondson. Okay, are there any preliminary matters that the Commission needs to take up prior to moving into the hearing?
No.
Okay. Has the public staff identified any public witnesses here this afternoon who would like to present testimony in this proceeding?
No.
Okay. Out of abundance of caution, I ask, is there anyone in the audience who would like to come forward and provide public testimony? Please let the record reflect that there are no public witnesses appearing. So we will now move forward with the proceeding. I call upon the applicant to introduce your evidence.
Thank you, Chair Mitchell. I'd first identify the company's application filed August 13th, 2019 as DENC Exhibit 1 and the information and work papers filed with the application as DENC Exhibit 2 and ask they be included in the record in this case and received into evidence.
Hearing no objection, the motion is allowed.
And if it pleases the Commission, I'll go through the testimony and exhibits of the company's witnesses who've been excused from appearing today. And we'll ask they be copied into the record as if given orally from the stand, and that the exhibits filed in support of the testimony be identified as I will identify them shortly.
Please do so.
First, in support of the application, on August 13th, the company pre-filed the direct testimony of Catherine Farmer, consisting of 12 pages of questions and answers, and an Appendix A, and one exhibit consisting of four schedules. The company also pre-filed the direct testimony of Ronnie Campbell, consisting of 6 pages of question and answers and an Appendix A and one exhibit with 5 schedules. The company pre-filed the direct testimony of Dale Henson with 7 pages of question and answers and Appendix A and one exhibit. The direct testimony of Tom Brookmeyer with 8 pages of question and answers and an Appendix A. And the direct testimony of George Beasley consisting of 9 pages of questions and answers and Appendix A and one exhibit consisting of 10 schedules. I would also ask that the company's letter in lieu of rebuttal testimony filed on October 31st, 2019 be identified as DENC Exhibit 3, included in the record and received into evidence.
Hearing no objection to your motion, it is allowed.
And at this time, I'd ask the company's testimony be copied into the record and all supporting exhibits be accepted into evidence at this time. And that would conclude the company's case.
Your motion is allowed.
Thank you.
Ms. Edmondson.
Yes. The public staff would move that the testimony of Dustin R. Metz, consisting of 12 pages and a 2-page appendix, and the affidavit of Jenny Lee, consisting of 4 pages and a 1-page appendix, both filed October 22nd, be entered into the record as if given orally from the stand.
Hearing no objection, your motion will be allowed. Okay, any additional matters for the commission's attention?
No.
Okay. Okay. We will accept proposed orders 30 days within the date of the notice of the availability of the transcript.
Okay. Thank you.
With that, we will be adjourned. Thank you.